Well, there you have it, Audio Boobies, the start to my annual commentary on the Eurovision Song Contest 2013. So, I have 16 countries to get through in the first of these recordings, which will cover the first semi-final to be broadcast tomorrow, Tuesday the 14th of March 2013, live from the Malmö Arena, starting at 8 p.m. local time in the UK. First up, we have Austria with Natalie Kelly singing Shine, pedestrian but clearly vocally driven, slightly dull and forgettable chorus. Being first in the first semi-final is not an ideal running order. Second up, we have Estonia with Birgit Ögenmill singing Et us saaks algusa. Beginning with a new order, that translates as, it's a pretty ballad, the first of many this year, but largely forgettable, unfortunately, and being second in the running order doesn't help it. Number three, we have Slovenia, Hannah, singing Straight Into Love, a poppy, cheesy dance number, though even the official recordings, she sounds strained. Considering the jury performances tonight, they've been rehearsing all week and public televoting tomorrow, I hope Hannah's voice will stand it. Likely to be a big hit around the clubs, especially when it will be remixed within an inch of its life for those Schlager fans. Number four, Croatia, Klapa Smora singing Miseria. Beautifully sung choral ballad translates as misery, which is really not the ideal topic for a Eurovision winner despite the world's problems, and no matter how noble the origins, which is traditional singing from Dalmatia, it's not likely to do well, I don't think. It'll probably get through, and as a wild card, you never know. Number five, Denmark, Emily de Forest, Only Teardrops. Well, apart from channeling Sandy Shaw in the stage performance and Douze Points if you get the reference, I think it's shockingly forgettable and dull, though it is the favourite at 11 to 10 on William Hill. It could have been bigger and louder, the ending is flat as a pancake, but it'll get through. Number six, Russia with Dina Garipova singing What If. Probably the most beautiful piece of propaganda singing to come out of Russia in over 100 years. A highly unusual subject matter sung by a robust darkhead singer, with a cut crystal, slightly too much reverb, but this is Eurovision after all, voice, and good English accent. What a Eurovision ballad should be, orchestral building, key change, which should be mandatory. Will the cynics vote? If this is truly a song or singing competition, then it should do well. Number seven, Ukraine, Zlata Ognievich singing Gravity. Well, it seems that Gravity is having far too much of an impact on her voice. Good arrangement, bit Disney musical, but a much more sophisticated sound from Ukraine as per recent years. Dull as hell and drags on. Number eight, the Netherlands, Anouk singing Birds. Oh dear me, Nederlands, what on earth are you doing? Unique voice, but such a hideously depressing song and use of that vocal talent. William Hill aren't even reporting odds, and even the UK are at 40 to 1. Number nine, Montenegro, singing Igranka. Always good value for something outlandish as Montenegro. They certainly do not disappoint this year, but it's utterly horridious. Number 10, Lithuania, Andreas Pojavis singing Something. No, that is the title of the song, Something. Rock ballad, too slow to get going and then doesn't really even try. Overshadowed, I think, or something. Number 11, Belarus, Aliona Lanskaya singing Soleil. Now this is more like it. Slightly ethnic beat channeling successful winners from Ukraine and Turkey. Let's hope there is a crackpot performance. I'm imagining belly dancers, pyrotechnics and of course the ubiquitous wind machine going into overdrive in time to the key change. Absolutely marvellous. Better get through. Number 12, Moldova, Alona Moon singing Omi. Oh me, oh my, dull, dirge, forgettable screech. Number 13, Ireland, Ryan Dolan singing Only Love Survives. Well, after 2 years of Jedward, the Emerald Isle returns to something a little more conventional. What starts out as a bit of a dull ballad turns into an ever so slightly overproduced dance number. Can Ryan's voice carry him through, though? Number 14, Cyprus, Thespina Olympiou singing Anmethimase. If You Remember Me is the translation, another beautiful ballad from Cyprus, replete with key change and a lovely guitar-based arrangement. My regular correspondents will know I have a soft spot for Cypriot ballads. It's a shame they rarely do well. Hopefully their spinner will prove otherwise this year. I hope it gets through. Number 15, Belgium, Roberta Bellarossa, Love Kills. Now, it's not often I'd say this, however, Belgium may be onto a winner here. Cleverly arranged ballad dance number, which is well executed. Ripe for a remix and builds nicely to big notes and choruses through a slightly fat finish won't help. Number 16, Serbia, Moja Tri singing Ljubavi Svuda. Who can forget Tranny Hostesses and Molitva? More of one and not the other in this belting anthem. Who cares that language may be an issue here? It'll have them rocking in the aisles and miming into the hairbrushes. It should get through. I've got 20 seconds to give you my top 10 in no particular order. Cyprus, Serbia, Ireland, Belarus, Denmark, Russia, Croatia, Austria, Belgium and the Netherlands, despite it being absolutely horrendous.